heard every Sunday. Well, a little bit earlier than usual today, celebrating the Blackhawks today. So we have a bit of an abbreviated Food Time show today, but still wanted to welcome in Pat Berger, who is the owner of Patty Long's, which is at 1028 West Diversity, and also Kaiser Tiger in the West Loop. They are one of many restaurants in the Chicago area celebrating Bacon Fest that'll be next weekend in Chicago. Nice to have you here. Welcome, first of all.
Great to be here. Thanks so much.
So what is Bacon Fest exactly?
Oh, it's this wonderful...
Except it sounds like the most delicious fest in the history of fests.
I think it pretty much is. It's this giant celebration of all things bacon. It's a pork paradise.
A pork paradise. So restaurants around the Chicago area celebrate by featuring bacon in on the menu outside of the things that they normally do?
Yes, and some of it is, you know, this is maybe our eighth year at Bacon Fest, or seventh. We've done things that are on the menu. We've done things that are just special for Bacon Fest. One year we even did a whole roast pig that I spent all night at Patty Long's roasting, covered it in a woven bacon blanket for the last hour.
Fantastic. First of all, just a roasted pig like that is maybe one of the most delicious things in the world.
It really is.
But with a sweater made with a garment made of bacon. I would like such a garment myself.
There's no such thing as over the top at Bacon Fest.
So what are some of the things that you're going to be doing at Patty Long's and Kaiser Tiger for Bacon Fest?
For Patty Long's, we are doing what we call a bacon popper. So we're stuffing jalapenos with pulled pork, barbecued pulled pork, and then wrapping that in bacon, smoking those, and then putting a little red pepper sauce on top.
So wait, let me dissect that a little bit.
Sure.
Popper, jalapeno.
Yes.
Popper. Inside is pulled pork.
Yes.
Wrapped in bacon. Then the whole thing wrapped in bacon.
Everything's better wrapped in bacon.
Oh, that's outstanding. I love that. I love that. What else do you have going on?
For Kaiser Tiger, we're doing. We have a Argentinian chorizo sausage that I'm wrapping in bacon, of course, and then we're topping it with a bacon guacamole and a tequila sour cream.
Now, what are bacon grenades that I see that you're serving?
Yes, that is our most popular appetizer, and it is a derivative of our famous bomb. So I take the meat from the bomb. The bomb is it's a sort of a meatloaf stuffed with bacon, wrapped in a brown sugar bacon weave, and I take that meat...
Love it.
We're a little over the top. It's just, you know. But I take that, the meat from that, I roll it into a little meatball, I wrap that in bacon, and then I beer batter it and deep fry it, serve it with our barbecue sauce. It's very popular.
So not only wrapped in bacon, but deep fried on top of it.
Yes. So everything's better wrapped in bacon, and everything's better beer battered and deep fried. So put it all together. You got the grenade.
You got that right as well. This I've had before, and I've loved the bacon wrapped dates.
Yes,
just a fantastic combination of the super sweetness of the dates with the savoriness of the bacon. That's a fantastic combination.
But, yeah, salty, sweet, and smoky go together incredibly well.
Yeah, really well. But you also have something called a bacon board that sounds interesting. What is that?
Well, you know, we used to have a charcuterie board a long time ago, but you know, the best charcuterie in the world is bacon. So I just replaced all of the other meat items with bacon.
All the fancy stuff that's normally on a charcuterie board.
Yeah, so we do four different cuts of bacon on the board. Everything from Irish bacon to Danish bacon. We have pepper bacon.
What's Danish bacon? Is it significantly different than the strips that we are most familiar with?
It is. It's hot smoked. It's we actually heavily smoke it. So it's fully cooked. You can eat it right off the slab. Unlike commercial bacon is what they call cold smoked. And when you bring it home, it obviously isn't cooked. The smoking doesn't cook it. But with the Danish bacon, it cooks it all the way through.
Yeah. What you have bacon burgers and, you know, things like that as well, correct?
Of course. We have a triple bacon burger. It's got three different kinds of bacon on it. We have a gigantic BLT. I mean, you have to have a BLT, right? So ours is a half pound of cooked bacon, which turns out to be a lot of slices of bacon, and then just a little bit of L&T.
After all the other stuff that you talk about, though, it almost seems like, there's two, you know, who wants lettuce tomato, and you know, when you can have, I'm sure you can think of some way to, you know, get a sandwich, wrap it in bacon, deep fry it, and then put the, you know, the other stuff in it.
This is true, but sometimes it's good to go back to the old classic. I mean, and I always tell people, if you just want pure bacon, just bacon goodness, the BLT is the way to go.
You can't beat that.
No.
That is a fantastic flavor. So these are some of the things that Pat is serving at his restaurants. Patty Long's, which is 1028 West Diversey in Chicago, and Kaiser Tiger. Where in the West Loop is that? What's the
We're on the corner of Randolph and Ogden, 1415 West Randolph, right by the United Center. Exciting stuff last night.
How about that? You're getting some bacon there last night. Now, but there are, I don't even know how many more restaurants around the Chicago area are also doing very similar things. You can get some info on that when you go to baconfestchicago.com. People want to get more information on Patty Long's and your restaurants. What's the best way to do that?
Go to pattylongs.com or kaisertiger.com.
Very good. Pat Berger, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for all that you do, bacon-wise.
Saving lives.
I speak on behalf of humanity when I say thank you for all that you do.
My pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. Something else big culinary-wise that's coming up in Chicago. This is the second year now that the James Beard Foundation will be giving out their annual awards. I know that you know about the James Beard Awards. They are essentially the Academy Awards of the culinary world. And last year was their first year giving out their awards here in Chicago. The awards, again, will be coming up on May 2nd this year at the Civic Opera House, where the Lyric Opera performs. And joining us on the phone line for a little preview is Mitchell Davis, who is their senior vice president. Mitchell, hi, you're on WGN.
Hi, Dean, it's great to be with you.
So we're very excited about the awards returning to Chicago. I know you guys were had talked with lots of people with the foundation last year of how well things went for you for your first year in Chicago. And here we go, getting ready for year number two.
Yeah, it's like coming home again in some ways. So we're so excited to be back in your fine city.
Yeah, so aside from the awards themselves on May 2nd, tell us about some of the other things that are going to be going on.
The whole restaurant and chef and hospitality community really comes out to celebrate the chefs and the foundation and the incredible things happening in your city. And so there's a lot going on. In fact, I heard you talking about Bacon Fest, and there's a festival happening where local restaurants, starting I think it was yesterday, are serving dishes to honor or celebrate James Beard in some way. It's called James Beard Eats Week, and it's the Illinois Restaurant Association in Chicago in conjunction with CS Magazine. Anyway, through May 2nd, there's more than 100 restaurants serving dishes to honor James Beard so that people can participate even if they're not going to join us for the awards themselves.
Yeah, and you can find there are about 100 Chicago restaurants doing that. And there, if you go to www.choosechicago.com, you'll see the link there for the James Beard Foundation and places to go around the Chicago area for that. What does Chicago mean to the James Beard Foundation? I mean, we're very proud of our culinary community, of the outstanding and innovative restaurateurs and chefs that we have here in Chicago. I think the fact that you guys have returned to Chicago now speaks volumes about what you all must think of our culinary community as well.
Yeah, well, it's a great question, and I've been at the James Beard Foundation 23 years, and I think that what we've seen in the time since we started, or since I started certainly, but even since James Beard's time, he died in 1985, has been the enthusiasm and sophistication and fun of the food world has spread to every corner of the country. It's an amazing opportunity, and I think Chicago obviously has a long history and many traditions of food and great eating places, but I think the awards being there means it's really a representation of how national food and food restaurants and chefs have become. And so it was a difficult decision, as you can imagine. We'd been in New York for 25 years with the James Beard Awards, and I think the success and enthusiasm with which we were welcomed, not that anyone ever doubted it, but you know, change can be a little bit uprooting, let's say, last year made it just showed us the value in bringing the community together in these different nodes of great gastronomic activity. And so So Chicago, you know, has, I think they've had about 42 James Beard Award winners in the history of the awards.
Right.
This year there are many nominees. And I think it just speaks to the incredible evolution of the food community in cities and towns across the entire United States. And so we're happy to use you guys as an emblem of what we are the beneficiaries of.
Yeah, I think it's a great partnership. We're very proud of all of our Chicago nominees this year. Including in the for Best Chef, James Beard Foundation breaks down different regions of the country, and the Chicago area is included in the Great Lakes region, which includes other major cities with great restaurants all around the Midwest. But all five of the nominees in this category are from the Great Lakes region, are from Chicago. So
yeah, that says something, I think. Certainly it says how much I think of a destination and a dining entity Chicago is, really, for the judges. Our judges are across the country. They represent journalists and previous winners and chefs and folks in the industry, much like the Academy Awards. And I think for all five of that region, all nominees to be from Chicago, you know, you're in the middle of it. You know what it means.
Yeah, it's
incredibly well there.
We are just, you know, can't speak highly enough. Obviously, we're very proud of our local people. awards themselves will be given out May 2nd. I'll be out on the red carpet. There's like a full red carpet, just like the Academy Awards. I'll be out there talking to some of the world's greatest chefs, all the ones that you see on TV, all of the, you know, the biggest names in the culinary world all attend, in addition to all of our Chicago people. So we'll be out there on the red carpet and bring it all to you on WGN television. I appreciate that you could join us today, Mitchell. Thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing you in Chicago. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dean. I look forward to being next to you on the red carpet myself.
Mitchell Davis, Senior VP for the James Beard Foundation, May 2nd in Chicago.